USA Radio News.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King has died. The 87-year-old hospitalized last month after getting the coronavirus. No cause of death revealed. The Larry King Show aired on CNN from 1985 to 2010. Democrats may once again come up short in their efforts to convict President Trump. It would take 17 Republican senators to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump in his upcoming impeachment trial, but CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may do so. Some say holding an impeachment trial for a former president is unconstitutional. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responding yesterday.
Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office. An argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense.
The trial is set to start February 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president targeting the poor in his latest COVID relief actions. President Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. He says his relief plan will get us back on track quicker.
With our American Rescue Plan, our economy would return to full employment a full year faster than without the plan.
Biden adds how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values, and we have to act now. Biden also sharing a grim COVID forecast yesterday. He says the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Biden adds there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her. Dr. Deborah Birx tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Birx recently retired, but she says she's willing to help the Biden administration if needed. The full interview will air tomorrow in Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
History is made when one of President Biden's cabinet picks is confirmed. Here's Tim Berg.
The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African American to lead the Pentagon. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Office facing some heat. Jeremy Scott has more.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is facing allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced a civil rights investigation by the State Department of Justice on Friday.
The action we're taking today is a result of having received credible information, reports, evidence from a number of sources over a period of time. Which has led us to the point where we now believe it's important to move forward with the investigation.
The state is investigating, quote, a possible pattern of unconstitutional law enforcement. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said in a statement, I look forward to this non-criminal pattern and practice investigation. Our department may finally have an impartial objective assessment of our operations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Someone in Michigan is very lucky and very rich. Just one winning ticket is sold ahead of last night's Mega Millions drawing for the $1 billion jackpot. It's the second largest Mega Millions jackpot ever and third largest in U.S. lottery history. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.